This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get back to baseball and go in the rotation.
In the rotation.
Charge. All right, let's talk about the narratives in this Miami and Milwaukee game, because for the Brewers, the narrative is they need to win games. Right now, they trail Philadelphia by a half game in the NL wildcard race. Meanwhile, Miami, the narrative is, well, it's a bad team, and, you know, it's just guys hoping to pad their stats for next season. So today we have the Marlins plus 145 on the money line, Brewers minus 175, over-under set at 7.5 runs, Braxton Garrett going for Miami, 3-6 this season, despite a 3.52 ERA, and Eric Lauer going for the Brewers, 10-7 with a 3.96 ERA. So, Jenks, what's the angle or the narrative that you're looking at here?
Well, the narrative I'm going with, and I'm going to go with the over here. I'm going over 7.5. And I know when you see the Marlins, you're like, dude, do not bet an over when it comes to the Marlins. What are you thinking? But if there's one guy the fish can hit, it's Lauer. 0-3, 7.56 ERA in three career starts, four appearances against Milwaukee. Brewers finally started hitting the ball last night, and they're a better hitting team than I think they get credit for. I think some of that has to do with the narrative from maybe previous seasons. So we're talking about narratives. I think that's kind of a factor as well. I'm not going to play this. I'm not a big fan of the slate today. I think I have one game that I'm going to bet on, but I would lean over 7.5.
I think the sabotage factor there is that Miami played in an extra innings game last night against the Mets. Maybe they're a little tired, but you're right. They've been scoring runs more than they had been, and maybe we see an over game just because the total is also so low. I think the X factor here is Eric Lauer, because during the meat of the season, he's been one of the more dependable pitchers for the Brewers, but lately he's been dealing with an injury. And if you look at his last two starts, he's only gone 2 2/3 while giving up several runs. Gave up 7 in Colorado, which I think he was still dealing with some kind of injury, and then 2 2/3 against Cincinnati, which he was on a pitch count. I believe he only pitched 66 pitches, but kind of struggled. Gave up 2 earned runs, but struck out 3, and also walked 3. So kind of a mixed bag from Eric Lauer. However, I do think maybe it's worth a risk on the plus money play on a strikeout prop over 5.5 strikeouts, because look at those last two games. Only went 2 2/3 and still had 3 strikeouts and 4 strikeouts. So if maybe he can get to the 4th or 5th inning, which I think he can against this Marlins offense that's coming off an extra innings game, and also in general is just not a good offense, I think he can get to 6, especially since the last time he pitched against Miami, only one start of the season against the Fish, had 7 strikeouts despite giving up 4 runs. So Eric Lauer over 5.5 strikeouts for plus money, plus 110, I think that's where I'm going.
Do it. You know me. I'm not a strikeout prop guy. I want to be a strikeout prop guy. That's something I'm going to work on for next season. I'm going to table that for now. I'm tabling it. I'm doing it next season. But you've been pretty good on your K-props. So, Chelsea, best of luck. And hopefully I can join you on some of these next time around this year or next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep saying that you want to do strikeout props, but it's September 29th, Jenks.
Next year. Next year.
Maybe
it's good to have goals. It's good to have goals. Yeah. That's my goal for next year.
Maybe in game 7 of the World Series, we'll throw in a strikeout prop for Jenks. All right, let's head to Boston, where the Orioles and Red Sox go head to head. Red Sox minus 155, O's plus 125, over under set for 9. This is a day game. 1:35 first pitch. Michael Bauman going for Baltimore, 1-3 with a 4.32 ERA against Nathan Eovaldi. 5-3 with a 4.15 ERA. Eovaldi making his first start since August 12th. He had some shoulder inflammation. Before that, he was pretty good against the Orioles. 8-2 with a 3.29 career ERA against the Orioles. But Jenks, I feel like this has been kind of a difficult series to handicap, because I always just want to blindly take the over. But last night we saw Rich Hill, old friend, who we never know how he's going to be, was, you know, masterclass. 6 shutouts. I think he had 7 strikeouts. So Nathan Eovaldi, one of the better starters for the Red Sox, but also coming off the injured list. So what's your read here?
My read is there are way too many unknowns to be laying $1.55 with the Red Sox. Maybe Nathan Eovaldi will be motivated to step up, because he's probably not going to be in Boston next season. And he is going to be rested. We know that coming off the IL, he has not pitched since August the 12th. And he hasn't been that trustworthy anyway. So you never know what you're going to get from a guy coming off a layoff like that. Maybe he's rested. Maybe he's rusty. I don't know. But I always bet against the O's, or when I do, I always lose. I would take the O's here at plus money and fade Eovaldi because I don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah, I think this is a tough one. Like I said, I have not had a good read on the series because I just want to blindly take the over on every single game just because both these offenses at least can usually hit pretty well, but Eovaldi is the X factor. If he is on his game and dialing up the strikeouts here, it's going to be tough for the Orioles, even though both of these bullpens are not great. The Orioles did have a good bullpen, but some of these games between the Orioles and the Red Sox have had like football scores. So a big stay away for me. Next up, let's go to Chicago where the Cubs and Phillies squaring off. We've got the Phillies big money line favorites here. Minus 185, Cubs plus 150. Ranger Suarez going for the Phillies, 10-5 with a 3.38 ERA against Javier Assad for the Cubbies, 1-2 with a 4.28 ERA. We talk about games that are big for teams in a playoff hunt. Philadelphia, half game up over Milwaukee in that National League wildcard race, but it hasn't really translated to wins because Philadelphia has now lost 6 straight road games, including last night to the Cubs. So do we think it continues here?
I don't know, but I'm not betting it. I cannot believe the market has not adjusted at all. I get it. It's Phillies versus Cubs, but you're paying a premium on the Phillies. Are you really going to lay $1.85? With Philly, with Ranger Suarez on the mound? I'm sure not. The Cubs have won 7 of 8. Philly has lost 6 straight on the road. And yesterday, the Cubs hit Aaron Nola. So not going to bet this game, but if I am, no way I am paying that sort of price on a Phillies team that can't hit. And now a Phillies team where they have the worst bullpen in baseball after the All-Star break. I would go Cubs plus 150 until I see otherwise.
Yeah, I don't love trusting the Cubs, but I certainly don't want to back Philly at this type of price. So I'm wondering what the run line is for the Cubs. Maybe you can get some value there because the Phillies do not have a good bullpen. So maybe the bullpen gives it up and this game can actually be close in the later stages. I'm not even seeing a run line. All I'm seeing is the money line right now. I think it's probably because there's not a total posted. And we'll see this all the time in Chicago because we need to keep track of the weather and the wind situation at Wrigley. Let's go to Cleveland, where the Rays and Guardians have a game here. Guardians and Rays, a pick'em here, over under 7. Last night, we saw a very close game between these two, decided in extra innings, also a ton of rain. I was surprised that they played this game after torrential downpour came in the 7th inning. Jeffrey Springs going for Tampa Bay today, 9-4 with a 2.56 ERA against Cal Quantrill of the Guardians, 14-5 with a 3.49 ERA. Get it done, Cal. Who do you like here, Jank?
Cal, baby. That's my guy. He has been a money maker. 5-0, a 2.52 ERA in his last 7. Every time I bet on Cal Quantrill, he is a winner for me. Now, Jeffrey Springs has been great as well. But to me, when you're talking about two very good pitchers like this, Chelsea, why not default to a home team with a much better hitting lineup? So give me the Guardians at minus 110.
It scares me the way that this game went last night because – yeah, the Guardians won, but it took extra innings. And I'm having trouble fading Jeffrey Springs because both these pitchers, I think, are pretty decent pitchers. So maybe an under in this one, under 7, especially when you have both these teams kind of lagging off a late night game with a ton of rain that was kind of a marathon last night. So I think maybe the under for me, even though it's a very low total. Finally, let's go to the Angels and the A's. Shohei Ohtani pitching, which I feel like we haven't really talked about Ohtani that much just because the Angels are not in the playoff race. Once again, they're completely insignificant to the playoff race, but Ohtani going for the Angels today. We've got the Angels minus 250, over under 7. Cole Irvin, the lefty, going for the A's. Jinx, is there a play you like for Ohtani here?
Yeah, there is. I'm just trying to decide if I want to be as juicy as this is, but Shohei has been so good in his last 7, 4-1, a 1.93 ERA. And Cole Irvin, whenever he pitches for the A's, Chelsea, he just doesn't get any run support. So what I would lean here is Angels alternate first 5 run line. Right now it's at -1.5. So I would go alternate run line, which is just a half run, but it's at minus 155. So it's right there on the threshold for me. But it is Shohei, so I certainly think it's gettable. I just need to decide if I want to go for it or not.
Yeah, I wonder what Ohtani's strikeout prop is. I would imagine it's pretty high, but if anybody can dial up the strikeouts, it's definitely Shohei. Let's see what it is. Player strikeouts.
7.5.
Cole Irvin, 7.5. That's pretty high. I'll probably stay away. I don't need to be betting on A's Angels right now. I was just talking about limiting my baseball bets, and here I go looking for even more baseball bets to play. But he probably does get it because the A's strike out quite a bit. And Ohtani just has electric stuff, but still, I got to stop myself. All right.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.